This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by MMA Torch editor Jamie Pinnock for a discussion of WWE Raw from Chicago on January 19th. Big show for several reasons. You get the return of Vince McMahon. Top story there. You get 18-minute overrun with Randy Orton kicking McMahon with the big punt. Jamie, what stopped you from this show? And, I mean, this is also the hype for the Royal Rumble, and we did not get as much focus as I would have expected for the match itself. But what are your thoughts on the show overall and the hype for the Rumble?
Well, as always, you take the good with the bad on a Monday Night Raw, and there was plenty of bad to go around, but there's also a lot of good that stood out, Randy Orton especially. He continues to impress and come even more into his own since he's been back from his injury. I mean, the start of this whole legacy group that, and all of his promos over the last few months have just been absolutely tremendous. He's been definitely one of the best parts of the show, and he had another great performance tonight, both in his backstage segments, in just building his stuff with the legacy, and then the final segment, which was just a hot end to the show after it dragged on for a while. But outside of that, I mean, you had a good 10-minute IC title match with a rare hometown win for a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
And Shawn Michaels was tremendous in that segment with JBL and John Cena. Outside of that, you had some bad women's stuff. But, you know, overall, it was a thumbs-up show for sure.
Oh, definitely. And I thought the final segment was kind of symbolic of Chris Jericho was the heel of 08, top heel, hands down, won every award for the heel category. And it kind of transitioned from, okay, Jericho's 08, this year it's Randy Orton. And I think Orton became, I mean, this, all the feedback that I keep seeing, megastar, megastar, megastar. I think that was a star-making segment for Orton. And now the key is a follow-up. I mean, there was almost a babyface sentiment for him with the crowd chanting RKO before he punted McMahon. Well, how do you see them playing up Orton's character going forward? I mean, where do they go from? Where do they go next week or at the Rumble? How do you see them playing up with Orton kind of leading into WrestleMania season?
That's a tough call because the way they played his reaction was one of he kind of got pushed over the edge and snapped at the end there. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the follow-up is. It's all about the follow-up and whether they decide to have him go. I mean, he was, like you said, he was getting the RKO chance right before that happened. And if they have him go straight on total heel, if he gets any other assistance, if Stephanie makes some type of turn to help him out, or if it goes Stephanie versus Orton, the war on Raw, I would not doubt Randy Orton winning the Royal Rumble after that. I think he'd be the front runner right now, at least in just looking at it a week out. That seems to be a way they could go with it and have it make absolute sense with everything they've done for it. I don't know. He's set to go a lot of angles with this, and like you said, it's for as much as he's been on that superstar path now, this is another one of those segments that bumps it up to that next level and to another notch here. And I mean, he just played it really well, and it's always about the follow up and what they do next week.
Yeah, that's gonna be the key. I mean, the obvious conclusion is you fire him. I mean, what else do you do? Or do you do one of the things where, you know, I could fire you, but I have a baby face, you know, insert baby face who would give you more punishment than I could ever do by firing you. Or you're too valuable. I'm not going to let you go to TNA, or, you know, I wouldn't mention TNA by name, but, you know, a rival promotion or whatnot. You know, they wouldn't mention that. Or they would maybe go that direction. So there's a lot of different ways you could go. And that's what makes this so intriguing, is because it ended on such an entertaining and memorable and epic note. And so, I mean, you almost forget there's a Royal Rumble on Sunday, because I don't think they hyped that very well. I'm going to start off with the opening segment was basically the Battle Royal, which was a 6-man, 2-minute Battle Royal with Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, Kofi Kingston, DiBiase Jr., Kane, Santino, and Orton wins, you know, in about 2 minutes when DiBiase eliminates everyone except for Orton. So this was your default hype for the Royal Rumble match itself. I was disappointed with this as the entire hype for that match coming up on Sunday. So what are your thoughts on this opening match and the actual hype for the Rumble itself?
It was just completely random that they started out the show like this. Like you said, it's not much for hyping up the Royal Rumble. They tried to do that a little more with the video package later on in the show. But as for the match itself, I mean, only going just a few minutes with a six-man over-the-top rope battle royal, I mean, you don't have the quick eliminations like that in the Rumble, and you're going to when you do it like this, it doesn't really give a sense of what the actual match is like to people who haven't seen it, which, let's face it, if they're watching it and they're going to order the pay-per-view, they've seen it. So the Royal Rumble match just sells itself. That's what the Rumble's about. And maybe they're on the lines of they don't need to hype that itself. They hype the other matches surrounding it as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a change that's gone on. I think, you know, you go back to, what was it, 04? Maybe about 04, Chris Benoit was hyped, and then 05 was, I believe, was that Ray? And then, I might be skipping a year. But yeah, you know, it was Benoit and Ray, and, you know, they focused on one person and how the, you know, the odds were stacked against them, and they overcame, and then went to WrestleMania and that sort of thing. So it was, I might be missing a year in between there, but I think Ray was 06. But you know what I mean? Like, they would take one person and focus on that one person and their quest in the Rumble, and we've kind of gotten away from that even last year, too. I mean, John Cena made a surprise return, and that was kind of the story from the Rumble. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but, you know, with a Cena-JBL program we get to later on, I think that effectively sold the Rumble pay-per-view, along with just getting general talk that's going to get talk for the Rumble because of the angle of the show. So I think that kind of added up to overcome the lack of actual hype for the Rumble. CM Punk warming up backstage. We do that match later on. Match 2 was Beth Phoenix against Kelly. Kelly trying to appeal to the Chicago fans that were in a Blackhawks jersey. Didn't work out too well. Beth won about a minute and a half, just basically set up her women's title match at the Rumble. You know, another really short match here. What were your thoughts on this one?
That's typical Raw women's match, quick squash over someone who is supposedly supposed to be a contender 1 week and then can lose in a minute the next week, and that's just par for the course for the women's matches. Not the best performance from Kelly in this one. A bit sloppy with both of them, but not awful. It wasn't Candice Michelle bad, but it was okay.